Now, Australia is being warned of an environmental catastrophe. The warning is not coming from the usual suspects who spread fear about the destruction of the planet. The warning this time is coming from farmers. Farmers are warning that a plan to pump carbon dioxide waste into the Great Artesian Basin could destroy our agricultural sector, not to mention the environment. The plan is being pushed by the foreign mining giant Glencore, and it's being marketed as a project to save the planet, because by pumping carbon dioxide waste from Glencore's power station into the Great Artesian Basin, the carbon dioxide won't go into the atmosphere. Now, Glencore says this will help fight climate change, and in return, Glencore will be eligible for millions and millions of dollars worth of carbon credits. But farmers say, forget about it, it's not worth it. They say the plan puts Australia's largest and most important underground water source at risk, and they say putting carbon dioxide into the Great Artesian Basin could acidify it. They say the plan has the potential to destroy our ag industry and lead to unprecedented problems for our natural environment. Now, Mike Gurin is the CEO of AgForce. They're heavily involved in this. And Mike is on the line right now. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, sir.
You were obviously keen to fight Glencore. Where does Tanya Plibersek stand on all of this?
It's one of the great mysteries to industry and communities all across Australia, Ben, who, as you rightly point out, are completely reliant on what is one of the most beautiful and largest pristine water resources left in the world. The previous federal government, on the 9th of February 2022, waved through a decision to allow the Glencore project to proceed under what's called the EPBC Act. That was the previous colour of government. The current government, with the Minister of the Environment, Tanya Plibersek, talking about strengthening environmental outcomes, appears unable to call it back in, and she can do that. Under the power she has, she can call it back in for review. So we have a project that is proposing to pump industrial waste into one of the world's most pristine and largest water resources, some 130,000 times the size of Sydney Harbour, relied on by hundreds of communities, relied on by agriculture that puts that food in the supermarkets every week, we've taken for granted for generations, and something that will be completely irreversible. So if you put that industrial waste into the Great Artesian Basin, and it does what some scientists say it will do, it's irreversible. We have lost one of the great natural wonders of the world. But the current Minister for the Environment, who is not involved in the original decision and has the power to call it back for review, seems unable or unwilling to do so.
How is it that a foreign mining giant is able to propose to pump carbon dioxide waste into the Great Artesian Basin, and this has received very little publicity? I know that when we've raised it on air, our listeners are deeply concerned about it, but are you surprised that there isn't a bigger outcry?
We're staggered. We simply don't understand it. There is no angle at which you can support this project, in our opinion, and in the opinion of the communities all across Australia. One thing that's really important to make very clear, and Glencore called out very wrongly in the Weekend Australian, is agriculture, AgForce and communities aren't against CCS technology per se. We don't understand it. But if we are able to take emissions out of the atmosphere and pump them underground, and that supports the environment, we have no problem with that. What we have an enormous problem with is destroying one of the natural wonders of the world, the Great Artesian Basin. We have, for example, some old oil fields where we've taken carbon out over the years. Why not pump the industrial waste or the carbon back into those? So we have no concern with Glencore pumping waste underground if that's good for the environment. We simply want to ensure that the Great Artesian Basin is saved for future generations and for Australia's prosperity.
It just feels like a big risk, and one we should not be taking with something as vital to Australia as the Great Artesian Basin.
The reason we've gone to the federal court at great expense is because we've exhausted every other avenue and no one appears to be listening to what you and I believe is as obvious as the nose on your face. And that is, we have an enormous natural resource, you know, bigger than the Great Barrier Reef, which we spend billions on protecting, greater than a lot of the natural wonders that we have in Australia and around the world. It's not visible, it's underground, but it is an enormous, pristine, beautiful, powerful, large water resource Water is important to life itself. Water enables us to grow food. Water enables nature to thrive. Water enables, indeed, hundreds of communities in inland Australia to actually survive because they rely completely on that water resource. Yet here we have, for some reason we don't understand, a federal government led by Tania Plibersek, the Minister of the Environment, who is, it seems, dead set on allowing Glencore to pump into the Great Artesian Basin rather than to pump it somewhere else and protect the Great Artesian Basin. It makes no sense, Ben. We don't understand why we are where we are, but we are spending a lot of money and a lot of time taking the federal government to the court because we have no option. It's just it's critical we protect this resource, and we've been left with no choice.
I've got a message on the text line here saying, how does this even pass the simple pub test, even without the technical detail? It just sounds so wrong. So we'll see what happens in court. And we'll also work out who we can talk to next on this, because I know that there are many groups concerned about it. And, of course, from Glencore's point of view, they want to get those credits, right? They want to get the carbon credits out of this.
But they do. And that's what rubs even more salt into the wound. Not only is an offshore company proposing to destroy a natural wonder of the world in Australia, we as taxpayers will pay them to do it through what's called the Australian Carbon Credit Units scheme. It beggars belief. But again, Ben, we're not against carbon capture and storage if that provides better environmental outcomes and allows Glencore to go on producing the power that we use in our homes. What we are fundamentally against, and you're right, it doesn't pass the pub test, we're fundamentally against pumping industrial waste into the Great Artesian Basin. It doesn't pass the pub test, but it also, for example, allows lead and arsenic to leach from the rock formations down there. Now, I'm no scientist, but if we have lead and arsenic in our water systems, you know, then food security's gone, humans can't drink it, we're in a world of hurt, and it's not reversible, Ben. So how can this current government allow us to continue through with all the damage that it is really clear will happen in an irreversible way if it's allowed to proceed?
Well, look, you shouldn't have to be fighting this, but we're glad you are. Stay in touch, and we'll be staying right across the case. Mike, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Ben.
Mike Gurin, who is the CEO of Agforce. Can you imagine if they conducted a poll, if the federal government conducted a poll, whether it was Anthony Albanese or Tania Plibersek, and they said, okay, do you support this idea or not? Do you want us to pump carbon dioxide waste into the Great Artesian Basin? What do you reckon the poll would come back with? No, every day of the week.
For more of The Ben Fordham Show, watch live weekdays 5:30 till 9 a.m. on 2GB.com.